A late night audio tip from me today, as I seem to be working in the evening at the moment. And I'm working, as you probably know, on the new BoagWorld.com website. And I'm doing that because I'm using BoagWorld as a case study for this season of the podcast. And that means I'm having to do things properly. I'm having to obey all of the things that I preach all the time and actually do what I say should be done rather than taking shortcuts. Because let's face it, I'm like anybody else. I'm like the rest of us. And we do like to take shortcuts. We do like to say to ourselves, oh, I don't really need to do that. That isn't really necessary. I can skip over that bit. And we do it all the time, even though we know we shouldn't. And I tell you, I've really been forced to go through all the different steps that I know are the right things to do. And the things that I do on my clients' websites really emphasizes that doing things properly makes an enormous difference. Let me give you a point an example of this. What I'm doing at the moment is page descriptions, dull as ditch water things to do, taking each of the key templates on my website and writing out a page description of who goes to the page, what the page is for, what the aim and objective of the page is, what I expect a user to take away from the page, etc., etc. And it would be very easy just to skip over that. After all, I know what I want to achieve on the website. I know who my user audience is. I know what they're trying to achieve. You know, I know all this. Or do I? It's really interesting that even though I know my subject back to front, even though I know my audience back to front and meet them all of the time, I've still got enormous value out of writing these page descriptions. Things have occurred to me that wouldn't otherwise have occurred to me. I've had ideas about how I could approach certain pages that I wouldn't have had if I hadn't bothered to go through the motions. And so I think that's my tip for today, really. Whether you're a website owner, a designer, a developer, whatever your role is within the web design industry, don't cut corners. Don't take the shortcut, because going through these processes, going through these different approaches that the experts in the web community recommend, there is a reason for them being there. They have value. And even though you can't see it until you do it, they're worth doing. You start off doing these things and you'll see the benefit of them. So don't take shortcuts. It'll come back to bite you.